Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, and today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, and we are continuing to read from the Big Book. Chapter is Interaction, and we are on page 84, and today we are reading and commenting on the second paragraph, which starts, "This thought brings us to step 10. Through to love and tolerance of others is our code." Today's readers are Shelley E. She will read the text for us. Jordan L., a vision for you. And Leslie M. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Alex K. And Robin P. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, March 18th, 10 a.m. Eastern is 22,264. And for Wednesday, March 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern, is 22,266. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. No position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. As a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Tanya P. to please read the 12 steps of OA for us. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you, Susan. This is Tanya P., recovered in Michigan. And these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service in the past.
Thank you so much. And I will now ask Leslie M. to please read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Thank you, Leslie.
Well, you're welcome, Susan. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Leslie. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. All right, so today we're going to resume our study of the Big Book. If you turn to page 84, the second paragraph starts with this thought brings us to step 10, and we're going to go all the way through to the end of that paragraph. Love and tolerance of others is up. And we're now going to go to Texas, I think, to Shelley E. And Shelley will start reading and sharing with us on this paragraph. Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Susan. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 84. This thought brings us to step 10, which suggests we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. We vigorously commence this way of living as we cleaned up the past. We've entered the world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we've harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and tolerance of others is our code. Thank you for letting me share on this paragraph. Well, I'm going to state the obvious first, and that's what everybody talked about in the first meeting is continue, 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 and continue. It is mentioned 4 times in this paragraph. So it kind of belabors the point that we continue, we've entered the world of the spirit, and we're going to continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear as we go along. The very beginning, the very first sentence, this thought brings us to step 10. It's alluding to the paragraph behind us. They will always materialize if we work for them. So this is an instruction for us in this paragraph. We have work to do. We have work to continue. And, so here we are at step 10. I was going to say that this is kind of like, for me, it was like where the rubber meets the road. Okay, now, you know, my wheels have been spinning. I've gotten myself here. And now, boom, I've got some action. So I'm going to do, not once I do all of my step 9, but as I'm doing my step 9. The only way that I can do this wrong is to quote unquote wrong is to not do my step 10s. This is what keeps me, I want to say the straight and narrow, but you know, I'm kind of like on the amusement park, that car on the amusement park. I've got that rudder underneath and it keeps me, you know, boom, I'm hitting, you know, against the guard every once in a while. If I didn't have that guard, which I'll call God or my higher power underneath, helping me see as I go along, you know, all of a sudden I go from the car ride to the log ride and yeah, I'm out of control and I get myself in big trouble. So step 10s for me are part of my medication, part of my daily medication. I don't do this at the end of the day. I don't do this in the beginning of the day. I do this all during the day. I remember in the very beginning when I first started, I kept saying, oh, I know I need to do a step 10, but what if I do it wrong? I'm so grateful for my fellows here that, you know, I just knew to call and I made my call. And then people would say, you know, calm down and we can do this together. So I'm not a person who has to have a certain form or a piece of paper. I'm grateful for that. I know other people find help with that. I know with my sponsees, I'll say, well, did you do a step 10 on that? And they'll say, well, I couldn't right then because I didn't have my form or my app wasn't working. And, you know, we're not told in this paragraph, get your paper out, write it all down, and then make a call. We are told to go to God and pick up the dang phone. So if you want to write about it, if somebody needs to write about it, I think, in my opinion, that's kind of a later thing. Or anyway, we're just told to get on it. What else was I going to say about this? And so what this does for me, step 10, is it helps me
continue to eliminate
the poison as it's building up. And it can build up. So anyways, most important for me is to remember all during the day that you guys are all there for me, and I'm there for you. So with that, I'll pass, and I look forward to the rest of the meeting. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Shelley. All right. So Casey came in halfway. Let me take you to page 84, to the second paragraph. This thought brings us to step 10, through to love and tolerance of others is our code. All right, so as Shelley said, let's get on with it. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day. So as a reminder, that includes if you are an overachiever and go to both of these meetings, it's every third day on one or the other, in order that others might share their experiences too. So what I would love to hear from you is your first name, your last initial, and the state or country you are calling from this morning. All right, pen is poised. Who's up? Elaine.
Rachel L., California.
Hang on one second. Elaine S. for Sam.
Yes, Rachel L., California.
Rachel, I've got you.
And
Julie New York. Minnesota.
Virginia, Minnesota.
Joan Marie Ann, Nevada.
Joan Marie in Nevada, thank you, Joan Marie. Who's in Minnesota?
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Julie P.
Okay. And then I feel like I heard of Virginia, or maybe I'm...
No, you did.
And B, New York.
Virginia.
Veronica.
Okay, Virginia, I've got your name, but the rest is cutting out. And Julie, I missed your last initial. Everyone's at very paragraph this morning. So let's pause here for a second, and I'll tell you what I have. And if I didn't get your state, please give it to us when you speak. I've got Elaine S. S for Sam, S for Susan, Rachel L. in California. I've got Joan Marie N. in Nevada. And then I have Virginia. Then I've got Robin P. in Costa Rica. Then I've got Julie. And then I've got Anne B. So that was a little bit of a mishmash. Everyone's very excited about this paragraph. Elaine, if you could start us off and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes. Can you hear me? This is Elaine.
Yes, thank you.
From New York. Okay, thank you. Susan, I want to thank you so much for so much service that you do. I just, I'm just amazed and inspired by you. And this is Elaine S. from New York, formerly from California. And step 10s are what saved my life, what, you know, take me from resentments and disturbances and fears, feeling something's missing that has always sent me to food, and it takes me to God. It takes me to my part. How can I look at a situation differently, not blaming somebody? A problem I've had in the past is not always recognizing that I'm disturbed, not always knowing, and before I know it, you know, hearing that call for food and like a magnet drawn to it. And so what, I am somebody who likes forms and finds them useful, and I can go through them quickly, and I have a stack of 10-step forms on a clipboard. I don't have to use them, the form all the time. If I'm out and something disturbs me, I can turn it around in my head. But then it often comes back. And then, especially if it comes back even once, I know I need to go to the forums and I need to share it. And I need to remember that after I share my 10th step and I get feedback, to reach out to another person, to get outside of myself. The whole idea is that we're so focused on ourselves. We need to get outside of ourselves. We need to be useful. God put us on this earth, I believe, to be useful, which in the way that God is going to show us, which includes taking in all the beauty. I'm looking at my window, looking at the sun shining and blossoms and greenery of the trees. You know, this is the beginning of spring here in New York, and it's just absolutely amazing. This, God created all this for us, and here we are.
Elaine, are you on the speakerphone?
I don't think so. Is it hard to hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just a little hard.
What?
I don't know.
You know what?
I was using my hearing aids. Is that better? Yes, thank you. Okay, now I'm actually on a speakerphone. It's actually better. Okay, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I just feel a lot of gratitude for this program. I look for disturbances so I can use my 10 steps. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I interrupted you. We just wanted to hear everything you were saying. That was Elaine S. from New York. Next, and as a reminder, if everybody could stay muted, your phone does tell you when you're muted or unmuted. So, unless that's Rachel L., who is unmuted, could everybody else please mute? Rachel L. in California, over to you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rachel L., compulsive overeater, official 100-pounder from San Diego, California. 10 steps. Oh, my goodness. They save my life every single day. They keep me abstinent from punching people in the throat on a daily basis because I know I'm a complete overthinker. I overthink things so much of, well, why were they talking about me? Even though they weren't talking about me, I think they are talking about me. And, you know, well, why did they do this or why did they do that? Or, you know, but then I have to sit there and think about my selfishness and why is it not going by my script or why, you know, why are they not the way I want them to be, you know? So that's why I love doing 10 steps because it lays it all out right there on the table. It lays everything out on the table and I get to see everything for what it is. And I can't overthink it because then it gets down to what is the real fear? And honestly, a lot of it for me is abandonment. A lot of it is I'm going to be alone. A lot of it is I'm scared to say what it needs to be said. And I wake up and I go, yeah, you know what? That's true. And 10 steps keep me out of jail. A lot of people, you know, will come visit me here in San Diego, but I know a lot of people won't come visit me in a prison cell. But, you know, 10 steps, you know, I'm not perfect. I try and do at least one a day, but I'm not perfect, you know, because there's a lot of times I sit there and I say, that doesn't actually bother me, you know, and it really does bother me, but it's just because I don't want to do the 10 step over it because I don't want to actually hear the fear and my dishonesties and lies that I'm telling myself. But I need to stop doing that, and I need to just say, you know, just do the damn 10 step. And I actually want to get on a 10 step train, so if anybody has any 10 step trains that they know about, please reach out to me. That'd be amazing. But, yeah, it's just I need to do more 10 steps. Honestly, I do. But, yeah, no, thank you so much for letting me share. I'm going to pass on that one.
Thank you so much, Rachel L. in California. Next, we have Joan Marie N. in Nevada. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for sharing. So far, wonderful. I've been wanting to share all week because that's the Promises was my favorite, very favorite in the book, the big book, because it brings such hope. And I have seen all of them come to pass through the years because I've been around a long time. But, you know, I don't have to do 10 steps, and I say that because I'm so aware of the presence of God in my life that when I make a boo-boo, a mistake, miss the mark, I admit it, I own it, and I say to God, I don't like that. It's not how I think. I don't want to do that, so please take it and help me not to do it again. And I believe that He does. And you know, I'm relieved of that, whatever it is, whether it's guilt or shame or, you know, just an ugly feeling, it just goes that way. So I've been wanting to share all week on the Promises because I love them so much, but today was the day I was supposed to. So I'm grateful. I'm so, so grateful. Before, I never knew about the 10th and 11th step. I just didn't hear it for whatever reason through the years. But this is my most powerful tool that I have besides prayer and meditation. So thank you all. And I love the part where someone said about the form. You know, I used to try to follow a form and, you know, help somebody else, you know, because they used it. But today it's different. I just see it, I admit it, and then I ask God help not to do it again. It's very simple, this program, but it's not easy. So thanks for letting me share. Have a blessed
Thank
day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jo Marie M. in Nevada. And next we have Virginia, who's going to give me her last initial, all of us, her last initial and where she's calling from today. Hello, Virginia.
Good morning. This is Virginia N., and I live in Southwest Virginia. I really appreciate everyone's shares, and I had the time this morning. I've listened to almost all the meetings, and there are so many good things. And what I got out of it, and the lead said the same thing, I learned that the only way I can do my 10th step wrong is not to do it. And I tend to want to make it a big deal, and then I tell myself I don't have time to do it. And this morning I just took an index card and I decided to write down, continue to watch for the four: selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And I also put on the bottom of the card, love and tolerance of others is our code. And yeah, I need to keep it simple, and if I keep it simple, it'll help me get them done when I need to. And in the past, I've struggled with maintaining an abstinence, and one of the things I wasn't doing on a regular basis is 10 steps. And I hear everyone share 10 steps keeps them abstinent, so I want to take that advice that I continued to hear at all the meetings this morning. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Virginia N. for Nancy, who lives in Southwest Virginia. All right, now we're going to go to Costa Rica. Good morning, Robin P.
Good morning, Susan. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered completely. I love the concept. That's the difference. That's really changed my recovery. Because before, when I was in program, before the 9 years of abstinence in vision, I didn't do 10 steps. I didn't even know about them. Like, that was part of the deal. And, oh, my gosh. So it says, you know, the doctor's opinion, the mental obsession combined with the physical allergy. Well, that mental obsession was what was really, you know, the bite is the last step in a binge. So the first step was the rat on the wheel going, you know, and so it's such a blessing for me. It's the best solution for when I am feeling selfish, self-seeking, dishonest, resentful, or fearful. I am so eternally grateful for this 10th step, and also for my nightly review with my 10-11 at night. It's such a gift to be able to send it to my sponsor. But that's been the difference for me, this recovery. And I am on a WhatsApp group with hundreds of other women from this program who anytime that we're having need for a 10-step, we just text on that thread and someone says, I'm available. And it's such a gift to be on either end of that 10-step. It's such a huge blessing to do a 10-step and to receive one. I always get so much out of it both ways. And I'm also so grateful that I have a God squad and I can just text my God squad and say, hey, and people just help. And it always works. I've literally always felt relief from working these steps. And I'm just eternally grateful for this because there's so many opportunities for me right now to be in fear or, you know, and just, we were supposed to leave yesterday, Costa Rica, and come to Houston for my husband to get cataract surgery before we go to London. And it turns out I have a dental infection from a bad root canal that was done last year in Atlanta that we drove 2 days to get there. And you just, anyway, doesn't matter. And so I have to have work done. I have to have it pulled. I have to have all this stuff done. And I have fear about that. So I just get to keep releasing it, the 10th step, keep giving it to God and trusting God. And we're here a month longer. So God's in charge. I know that God's in charge. And I'm so grateful that I'm not in charge. And I just get to keep having faith and surrendering that fear. False evidence appearing real. It is not my friend. Faith is my friend. So God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. Thanks again, Susan, and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I pass. Sending you lots of love.
Thank you, Robin, and thank you for your service this month with our announcements. Next, another epic fail on my part. I have a Julie with no last initial or where she's calling from. So, Julie, could you please unmute and share with me my missing pieces?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Julie, are you there? Julie, can you press star one? Okay, I'll come back to you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Are you there? Great. Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, I'm Julie P. from Minnesota, recovering, and I think I need to do a 10th step right now on technology. But in the meantime, thank you, everybody, for your service. The words that I am really, that my higher power is bringing to me this morning is love and tolerance of others is our code. And, you know, for the majority of my life, I wanted to live in a family like the Waltons, where everybody got along and everybody said goodnight, and I wanted everybody to love and tolerate me. And I am so grateful now that I know that this program and my higher power is teaching me that it is the complete opposite. It is my job to love and tolerate others. And I know that I am incapable of doing that without God's help. And I'm so grateful to know today that there is a solution. And that I'm not it. And thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. in Minnesota. Next, we have Anne B. I think you may have said you're in California, but maybe you didn't. Hi, Anne. Good morning.
Hi, this is Anne B. I'm a compulsive overeater from Westchester United Intergroup in New York. I don't like the word recovered, but I've been abstinent for 20 years. This is sort of an interesting point that in the big book, as I understand it, the 10th step is that spot check inventory where throughout the day I check to make sure my thinking isn't going off, which it tends to. I develop resentments and all that stuff during the day and fears on a continual basis. And in the big book, the 11th step is where I do a nightly review of my day. And it's interesting because the OA 12 and 12, both of those things are 10th step, which it's one of those few areas where I think the OA 12 and 12 is less confusing. Oh no, my alarm. Where the OA 12 and 12 may be less confusing. But I do both of those things. I monitor myself through the day and I send a nightly email to my fellow traveler, which is what I call her. I don't really like the word sponsor. And because there weren't sponsors in the first 164 pages. And in my nightly check-in, I write at least 5 gratitudes, at least 5 things I did well. I try to keep down the number of glitches. I write down glitches, which are things that didn't go well, and my goals for tomorrow, and also my food plan, and also anything that I ate that deviated from the previous day's food plan. And I do find that these things are critical. My thinking will go off. There's something about the evening where I tend to look at my day and really go look at all the things I didn't accomplish rather than all the things I did accomplish. And so I tend to get really a lot of tendency towards despair at night, which is also a time when I used to overeat. And so this business of in the evening, I really need to check in the things I did well, the things that I'm grateful for, so that I don't get into that negative tailspin in the evening. Anyway, so I will pass.
Thank you, Andy. I tried to move you to the West Coast, but I'm sure you're happy on the East Coast. All right. So we have some more time, and let me just remind you that we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. And in case you popped on a few minutes late, we're on page 84, second full paragraph. This thought brings us to step 10 through to love and tolerance of others is our code. So who would like to share?
Jen,
Barbara E.
Jordan L.
Okay, so Jordan, I got you. I heard Jan, someone.
Barbara. Janice K.
Janice K. I've got Barbara. Barbara, what's your last initial?
Barbara E.
Veronica.
Oh.
Okay, Barbara from New Jersey. And then there was somebody after Veronica. Okay, so here's who I have. I have Janice K, Jordan L, Barbara in New Jersey, and Veronica B. I feel like there was someone else.
Chris from New York.
Okay, Chris. All right, we'll stop there as we might run out of time. So, all right, we're going to start with Janice K. And Janice, if you could kindly tell us where you're calling from this morning.
Yes, thank you. This is Janice Kay in Oregon. I find that living a spiritually powered life requires a lot of awareness. And step 10, in its continual nature, provides me with an awareness monitor. On one level, it becomes a question of where is God and where am I? On another level, it is what am I thinking, feeling, doing, and thinking about doing? What is my condition? I think one of the things that happens is step 10, the phrase rubber meets the road is there. It certainly is. If I am serious about recovery and not just looking for a pink cloud life, which I would like to have, one of the things that this awareness monitor brings up, the courageous and searching moral inventory of step 4 points out where I trip and fall most of the time. It gives me the most common pitfalls. One of the things I can do with a step 10 personal inventory is keep an eye on those pitfalls, stumbling blocks, whatever, the ones I most commonly trip over. How is my progress growing? It's a point where I can monitor on a daily basis how well I'm doing on that living amend. It's wonderful in step 9 to say, oh, I'm never going to get angry anymore. Step 10 is where I say, you know what? I got angry. What's going on? So step 10 is where I begin to learn and begin to change, and I take on this program on a daily basis. I know I have seen many people go all the way up to step 9. They hit these promises in the preceding paragraphs, and they think, oh, I've got it made. I don't need to worry. And they fail the daily trudge because it is. I guess the only other thing I might say on my current journey is it takes a lot of awareness, prayer, and meditation.
That's time, Janice.
To walk in the world today. Thank you, I guess.
Thank you so much, Janice K. in Oregon. Next, we have Jordan L. in Colorado. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Susan, for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting this morning. Wonderful paragraph. There's so much in here. It's so densely packed. And over the years of practicing 10 steps, there's like different things that have stood out to me at different points in time and different points in life. And I too am someone who's very grateful for a 10 step. It was pretty revolutionary when I first started practicing this, because it was a tool that I had with me at all times, where I could literally turn around a resentment in real time. And I was full of a lot of resentment when I made it to a 12-step program. So it was really important that I had this tool. And I could learn to turn this stuff around and turn my thoughts towards someone I could help. It was such an effective practice early on in recovery, and still is today. By no means is it no longer effective. And practicing this over time, turning my thoughts towards someone I can help has really become much more of a default mode, which I'm really grateful for. But today what stood out to me is our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. And that's really what has stood out to me for the last couple of years as far as this 10-step practice goes. What a wonderful directive. Like something that I wanted that very much so. I'm not sure that I was aware that I wanted that, but I wanted to grow in understanding and effectiveness, particularly with other people. I had a lot of trouble with relationships, and they still tend to be they can turn into a very sticky situation very easily. So to have this tool that I can use to grow in understanding and effectiveness with people, like what a wonderful, wonderful thing, you know? And I started using it with sponsees in the beginning.
That's time, Jordan.
Okay, I'll wrap up. In the beginning, meetings was the best place to be able to practice this stuff. It was like a good safe spot to do that. But I've been able to expand that to other areas of my life since, and I'm very grateful for that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. in Colorado. Next, we have Barbara E. in New Jersey. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Susan. Good morning, OA family. It is Barbara E. in New Jersey, a volume compulsive overeater. And when I first came into OA 3 decades ago, I can't believe it, and my sponsor asked me to list my character defects. I said, I have no character defects. What do you mean? Well, I quickly learned I certainly did. I was selfish, self-seeking, inconsiderate, resentful. I didn't understand my emotions. And when I didn't understand my emotions, I ate over them. I had to identify when I was feeling all these feelings and let them out. Let them breathe out into the fresh air. I had to understand that I wasn't just wrong. I just was not learned. I had not learned yet. I was suffering from pride, low self-esteem. I slowly worked my way up to a little better self-esteem, I'll say. I had ambitions to be something I wasn't. I lied. I told untruths. I was an emotional train wreck. And how did I solve my problems? I ate over them. So I had to understand that for today, I can live through just this one day and not tackle all my problems at once. And I will adjust myself to what is and not to adjust everyone to my own desires. Page 417 in the big book says, acceptance is the answer. I may not like what's going on in the world, but I have no control over it. So I have to adjust myself to what is and not try to adjust everything to my own desires, because I really thought I was my higher power. But I had to accept that I had some good points, too. I had to remember that I was a friend, that I was a good listener, that I was able to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I need help, will you help me? And I had to accept God's world as it is and accept what my unknown higher power gives me. I still, after all these years, don't know what my higher power is, but I know when I'm doing something wrong, and I've learned to count to 4 before I speak. They talk about
that's the time,
power.
Barbara.
Thank you. The power of the pause. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye bye.
Thank you so much, Barbara E. in New Jersey. Next, we have Veronica B. in California. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, good morning. My name is Veronica B., recovered compulsive overeater in Santa Monica. And thank you, Susan, for your service. My disease is very, very simple. My disease is the absence of God. When these character defects crop up, it's because I am missing God. I am longing for God. So the first instruction, it tells me, in addition to being aware of my feelings, number one, I can't ask God, I can't invite God into my day unless I am aware of my feelings. So first I become very aware of what's disturbing me. What the action is telling me to take is immediately I go to God. I go to my creator, and for me, it's just like a prayer, talking to God, asking him, hey, I really need your help here. I'm feeling this. And if that doesn't bring peace to my heart, then I take it a step further and I call someone and I go through it with someone. And if I harm somebody, I make my amends. And in this way, I get to understand myself more so that I can be more useful out there in the real world. Because today I get to live with purpose. And it's because of these steps and it's because of this conscious contact I have with God that allows me to connect with you. It allows me to feel comfortable in my own skin. It allows me to have self-acceptance. But it's all due because of a God in my higher power, and a God in my life, a higher power in my life. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. in Santa Monica, California. Next, we have Chris in New York, and you might be our last share. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Chris. I'm a recovering anorexic. I was in AA for many, many years before I joined OA, almost 30 years. And none of the sponsors I had ever taught me this review, you know. And my first sponsor in OA taught it to me. And what a difference, you know, what a game changer for me, because, you know, the reason I had an eating disorder was to take the edge off my life, you know, when things weren't going my way, which they usually weren't. And, you know, every day she taught me to write out an inventory about either resentment or fear and email it to her. And, if I wanted feedback, she'd give me feedback. And I said, well, yeah, I do, because I can't see not wanting feedback. Then I'm talking to myself. So I've been doing that every day for 12 years now. And if I really don't have any resentment or fear, which is unusual, I'll just write a gratitude list. I write something to stay in the habit of writing. But it's just been so wonderful. And sometimes I write about the same topic many times, because there's more layers to it, or it's taking me a lot longer to get over it. And I can talk about it, especially if it's really deep. And sometimes my sponsor will say, write it out by hand, in pen and paper. And then I do that, and I take a picture of it and send it to her. But I'm so glad I learned about that. It's gone from a step I didn't know about to my favorite step, you know, the review. And for quite a few years, I thought that is enough. I don't need to ever do a big four step again. But I ended up in an AWOL 2 years ago, and I did do a four step, and I was like, still a good idea to do that once a year so I can just see it all lined up, all these different situations all in one package. But there's been a lot of good things shared, and we're lucky to have this toolkit, and I'm lucky to have a meeting to listen to other people that are using the steps and teaching me more. And it's a beautiful way of life. I used to say I have to do these steps, and now I say I get to do these steps, because I think it's a privilege to be able to straighten my life out, get closer to my higher power, be more useful, and be more happy. That's all I have. Thanks.
Chris, what's your last initial before you hop off?
Oh, W, I'm sorry.
Thank you. That was Chris W in New York. Thank you.
New York, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for a wonderful meeting. Thank you to our service team, Shelley E., Jordan L., Leslie M., Alex K., Robin P., stay on if you need a sponsor or you are available, and Tanya in Michigan for reading the steps. Thank you. We will now close. Could we all mute ourselves? Thank you. Star one. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. I'm going to go back to Jordan. Someone is unmuted. You're unmuted. Thank you. Will Jordan L. in Colorado please read a vision for you for us? Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks again, Susan. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick.
The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.